violence against migrant and refugee women. Migration within countries as well as outside is common across South Asia, with people moving to seek better opportunities, whether economic and otherwise. Migrant workers contribute towards development, leading to a rise in GDP in the countries of destination, as well as contributing to their families in their countries of origin. Note reference 97. Taking into consideration how migration benefits people and countries, many countries in the Asia-Pacific region opt for restrictive policies in countries of destination instead of having just and fair policies for them, making health and other services accessible, as well as made these countries safe for them to reside in. Note reference 98. Restrictions often lead to stringent conditions resulting in illegal or underground migration, thus making it even more difficult for them to access services. Page 24. And interventions and make them vulnerable to exploitation and abuse. While men may move for jobs in construction, women migrate mostly for domestic work. Countries in South and Southeast Asia often place restrictions on women migrant workers. Since the removal of the restriction in Bangladesh, migration among women has been steadily increasing. Note reference 99. Also, although Sri Lanka did not have any such restrictions earlier, it has been discouraging migration of women with young children over the years. Note reference 100. The proportion of women among all international migrants in the Asia-Pacific region is 48%. Women comprise low levels of migration through official channels, with the exception of Indonesia, the Philippines, and Sri Lanka. Note reference 101. Restrictions on women migrating on the basis of age, banning deployment of domestic workers, or the countries they are migrating to, also narrow their chances of migrating through official routes. For example, 80% of women migrating from Nepal are undocumented. Note reference 102. Thus, it may be more effective to have better ways of preventing risky migration and effective management and regulation. Migrant women face discrimination and abuse both in their home countries and in the country of destination. Injustices are propagated by local authorities, employers, other members of their communities, and sometimes by other members of their own families. The types of abuse are varied and commonly include labor exploitation, underpayment of wages, deductions from wages, confiscation of documents, and unsafe conditions. Some migrant women also face severe forms of labor exploitation, including confinement, no pay, no rest time, verbal and physical abuse, and slash or trafficking. Women migrants face additional concerns, as they often come from poor families with very little or no education or family support. Additionally, since domestic work is not covered by labor standards, it could put them at additional risk. Additionally, migrant women face multiple levels of resistance when trying to expose abuses, especially sexual abuse. Exploitative conditions are further exacerbated for women migrants who are also undocumented, thus depriving them of access to basic services and interventions. Thailand currently has over 3 million migrant workers, including both documented and undocumented individuals, and approximately half are women. Note reference 103. These women are doubly marginalized as a result of being both migrant workers and female. It was not until 2013 that the Ministry of Public Health announced that any migrant, regardless of documentation status, could register for health care. This policy includes such benefits as family planning, health examinations, and provision of care for pregnant women, along with after-birth delivery services, care of neonate from birth to 28 days of age, prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, PMTCD, and, for the first time, antiretroviral ARV medicines. Note reference 104. Table 5, Migrant Workers Deployed by Select Countries 2013. Table. Country. Total. Male. Female. Bangladesh. 409.253. 352,853. 56,400. Cambodia. China. India. 816,655. Indonesia. 512,168. 235,170. 276,998. Palau PDR. Malaysia. Maldives. Mongolia. Nepal. 521,878. Pakistan. 622,714. Philippines. 1,836,345. Sri Lanka. Thailand. 130,511. 107,184. 23,327. Vietnam. End of table. Source, UNESCAP, Asia Pacific Migration Report 2015. Page 25. Only for countries Bangladesh, Cambodia, Indonesia, and the Philippines have signed the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. Also, for countries Bangladesh, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Sri Lanka have ratified the convention. Within the larger population of migrants also falls a category of refugees and asylum seekers who have been forced to migrate from their countries to escape war, persecution, or a natural disaster. Due to the circumstances in which they have been forced to, they are rendered vulnerable. At the end of 2014, there were around 5.5 million refugees or people in refugee-like conditions in the region, which is almost 40% of 13.6 million, the worldwide refugee population. Note reference, 105. Women refugees and asylum seekers are additionally vulnerable to GBV due to their stateless status. Very few countries from the Asia-Pacific region have signed the 1951 UN Refugee Convention. Signatories include Cambodia, China, and the Philippines. Note reference, 106. The Malaysian government has not ratified the 1951 UN Refugee Convention or established mechanisms for the protection of the rights of refugees and asylum seekers. Note reference, 107. Which is a grave concern as the women are at risk of being abused due to their vulnerability. In 2009, 236 cases of sexual and gender-based violence towards refugee women were reported according to the UNHCR. Note reference, 108. Some of the obligations under this convention include non-refoulement, i.e., not to send people back where they may be persecuted, as well as not to penalize asylum seekers for entering the country illegally. Some of the problems associated with the convention are its outdated definition for refugees, no obligations on non-signatory countries, the asylum channel being linked to smuggling and criminality, and not taking into consideration the impact of asylum on receiving countries, among others. Note reference, 109. Table 6, countries ratifying the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families, 2003. Table. Country. Signature. Ratification / accession. Bangladesh. 1998. 2011. Cambodia. 2004. Na. China. Na. Na. India. Na. Na. Indonesia. 2004. 2012. Palau PDR. Na. Na. Malaysia. Na. Na. Maldives. Na. Na. Mongolia. Na. Na. Nepal. Na. Na. Pakistan. Na. Na. Philippines. 1993. 1995. Sri Lanka. Na. 1996. Thailand. Na. Na. Vietnam. Na. Na. End of table. Source, UNOHCHR, Ratification of 18 International Human Rights Treaties.